Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. A happy birthday to Emerson Hart, who is the songwriter, vocalist, guitarist for the band Tonic. A couple of hits through the 90s and into the early 2000s, including this one, which was featured, I believe, on the American Pie soundtrack, if I'm not mistaken. You Wanted More. If You Could Only See, the other big one from Tonic. And Open Up Your Eyes as well. Emerson Hart from Tonic turns 52 years old today, so happy birthday to him. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve again. Steve Gruber Show at Scott Bertram for me on Twitter. Find Steve at stevegruber.com. You can find Dr. John Lott at crimeresearch.org, where he is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and frequent guest here on the Steve Gruber Show. Dr. Lott, thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to talk to you again.
We appreciate your time, of course. A couple of stories to get to with you today. Louisiana is having a veto override session. Actually, was it yesterday? It may have been yesterday. I may have my days mixed up a bit. If it was yesterday, what happened?
Well, I've been traveling. I know it started on Tuesday, but it was supposed to last for 5 days. There was a number of bills that they had. One of the bills that they were considering was constitutional carry. There are 21 states that have adopted constitutional carry. It basically says that once you're able to legally own a gun, then you're able to legally carry it. Texas was the most recent state to have it. It passed by strong veto-proof majorities in both the state House and state Senate in Louisiana, but the governor vetoed it. Mm-hmm. And the question has been whether the governor is going to be able to pull with him the Democrats who voted for it. The big changes that this has is that right now in Louisiana, it takes at least 90 days. It took even longer during the height of the pandemic last year to go and get a concealed carry permit. So if you have a lot of crime occurring, or if you're a woman who's being stalked or threatened, you may not have the luxury of waiting 90-plus days to be able to go and get a permit.
Right.
And also just the costs. In Louisiana, it costs about $300 to go through the process to get a concealed carry permit. And if my research convinced me of anything, it's basically poor minorities who live in high-crime urban areas, the people who are most likely victims of violent crime, who benefit the most from being able to go and protect themselves. And having people have to pay $300 to go through the process to get a concealed carry permit. You know, those are the very people that they're stopping from having that option.
So we'll keep an eye on that down in Louisiana. There's also a piece that you wrote, which is at Real Clear Investigations and also up on the Real Clear Politics page. John, despite what Biden says, guns factor in only a small percentage of violent crimes. We've heard the president ramp up his rhetoric here in recent weeks. But what do the numbers say? That's what the Crime Prevention Research Center is all about. What do we actually know from the data?
Right. Well, I mean, if you listen to Biden's three big talks that he's given on gun violence, virtually exclusively the solution that he views for violence is additional gun control laws. He blames the surge that we've had in violent crime over the last year on lax gun control. And one of the important things just to note is that 92% of violent crime doesn't involve guns. And even if you look at violent crime involving guns, only about 2% of that involves murders of mm-hmm. any type. So it's not really clear, even if he could get everything he wanted and it works the way that he wanted, and I honestly think it would work the opposite way in many cases, that he would have a significant impact on overall violent crime. We've had, whether you look at New York or Chicago or Los Angeles, the big increases in violent crime have been in areas like sexual violence, assaults, that have nothing to do with guns. It seems like that should be some important part of the conversation, because what people are concerned about is the overall spike that we have. And to me, it's pretty simple what happened. If it was gun control, if it was somehow lax gun control that caused the spike over the last year, my question to the White House, and I asked them this when I was writing the piece and never got a response, is why is it that violent crime increased last year? Because what gun control law changed last year that was responsible for the sudden spike? And I don't think there is anything. And if not, the question is, why didn't it occur 2 years ago or three years or 4 years ago? You know, to me, it's pretty simple what happened. You had a large number of inmates being released from jails and prisons across the country. In many urban areas, over half the inmates that were in jail, many of them violent, were released. You had police being ordered to stand down or their budgets being cut. New York City cut their police budget by $1 billion. You had large cuts in places from Chicago to Los Angeles. And then on top of that, you have many of these left-wing prosecutors in cities like Philadelphia or Chicago or St. Louis or L.A. or San Francisco that are refusing to prosecute even violent criminals. So if you're not catching the criminals to begin with, and then you're not even punishing many of the ones that you catch, is it really any surprise with all these criminals being released from prison that we're having an increase in violent crime?
And the policing aspect is one the president either does not wish to talk about or won't talk about. In these three addresses, he's mentioned policing, as you point out in your piece, just four times total. And that seems, again, if you're looking for things that have changed in the past year, John, it's not gun control laws or Second Amendment, you know, type laws. It's how cities are funding and how cities are dealing with their policing activities.
Yeah, right. And one of those four times he was dealing with them enforcing gun control laws, and the other three times he was basically claiming that the money that they put out for coronavirus relief gave $350 billion to cities. But what he doesn't point out is that they could use that money for anything. And there was no requirement that they use even a single dollar of that for police. And even in his statements, he was talking about how they could use the money for mental health care experts or doctors and nurses and other things that are there. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these urban areas are not interested in spending more money on police and haven't been using the money that they've gotten for that. Mm-hmm. And one thing that Biden doesn't mention at all in his talks has been prosecutions of these individuals that are committing crimes.
Dr. John Lott, President, Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. And we can't wait, Dr. Lott, to see you here on the Hillsdale campus for our CCA lecture series in September. You'll be doing a lecture on the Carter-Baker Commission on Election Integrity. People can find out more about that at hillsdale.edu. And hopefully we have a chance to meet in person while you're here on campus. Thank you, John. Hope to talk to you soon.
Awesome.
Excellent. Dr. John Lott, crimeresearch.org for the Crime Prevention Research Center. More of the Steve Gruber Show next.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.